Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Pascal is a programming language. Pascal is also a unit of pressure, and it's used to measure internal pressure. But Pascal is also our subject in this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, that computer programming language and that unit of pressure are named after Blaise Pascal. He was French, a mathematician by training, but a physicist. He tried his hand at inventions. He was also a philosopher, a theologian, and we would even say an apologist. He was born in 1623. He died in 1662, 39 years of life, and those years were rather full. Pascal has been described as a mind on fire, and that's what he was. As a teenager, he's making breakthroughs in physics, and he's inventing and constructing prototypes of the mechanical calculator. I'm not sure there was an area of geometry, math, physics, or physical science that he didn't explore, that he didn't create something in or offer some new theorem that has stood through the centuries. He was a true genius. In 1654, he had an experience, a religious experience, and as a result of this, he wrote out this saying, "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, not the God of the philosophers and the scholars." He actually wrote that on a piece of fabric, and he had it sewn in to his jacket, the interior of his jacket. And as he aged and changed jackets, he would pull that piece of cloth out and put it in his new jacket, and it wasn't discovered until after his death. One of his servants was going through his things and found that testimony. Pascal was telling us about the God who revealed himself, the God who was known. We might say the covenantal God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Blaise Pascal. Well, this experience, this conversion in 1654, this led to two major writing projects of Pascal. The first was the Provincial Letters. These were letters written on ethics, and it served to anger both the King of France and the Roman Catholic Church. So he's probably saying something really right in those provincial letters. The second is the Pensée, which is just French for thoughts. This was a project he started in 1660, 2 years before his death. He didn't finish it by the time of his death. It was published posthumously in 1670. It's a series of nearly 1,000 just small thoughts. Some of them are just sentences, sometimes they're paragraphs. And here he is speaking of what he called the reasons of the heart. Some of his famous pensées have to deal with what is known as Pascal's wager. Well, this is based on probability theory. You can say God is, or you can say God is not. If you say that God is, and it turns out to be true, well, what have you gained? You've gained everything. You've gained an infinite amount. If you say God is not, and that's right, well, what have you lost? Well, you've not really lost infinitely. You've just lost maybe finitely. But if you say God is not, and it turns out that God is, well, you've lost everything, and that's not a wager you should make. So Pascal's wager, God is, and by believing in him, we have everything to gain. Well, Pascal also had a lot to say about Christ in the Pensée. At one point, he says, the two oldest books in the world are those of Moses and Job, the one a Jew and the other a Gentile. Both of them look upon Jesus Christ as their common center and object. Isn't that beautiful? Well, in addition to Moses and Job looking to Christ, so did Pascal. This is what he had to say. So I hold out my arms to my Redeemer, who having been foretold for 4,000 years, has come to suffer and to die for me on earth, at the time and under all the circumstances foretold. By his grace, Pascal says, I await death in peace, in the hope of being eternally united to him. Yet I live with joy, whether in the prosperity which it pleases him to bestow upon me, or in the adversity which he sends for my good. Well, That is Blaise Pascal resting in the arms of his Redeemer. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, I have a little time for a bonus quote. This a very short but sweet quote from J. Gresham Machen. He writes, "If the Bible is the Word of God, then we are supremely interested in the question of what the Bible says."